out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out of the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But at that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes. It's Stitcher. Stitcher is being a little snatchy right now. iTunes. crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're snatchy. Receiving us.
Don't be snatchy.
We appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it. It's Ooh. Faithless Friday, everybody, here at Crab Diving.
Fuck you.
Where we unzip and let our atheism hang out a little bit more than usual, even though right now we're under the secularism and the separation of church and state. That nice, pretty wall is under assault. Christians throwing grappling hooks up over it, trying to get over.
Ooh.
We'll be slinging some e-turds at the right for the next couple hours, et cetera, et cetera.
Snatchy.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just saw the funniest fucking thing in the Wall Street Journal. This is great. Trump's missing links. The mystery of the president's low golf score.
Oh, there was a...
Is that bullshit, too?
There was a thing in BuzzFeed I shared a little while ago.
Yes.
About how he's just a big old cheat.
Cheater, right?
They use... Yeah, the caddies even are in on it, and they'll go out and they'll find his ball, like, in a shitty lie, and they'll just... Nobody's looking, they're like, whoops, and toss it in the middle of the fairway.
Isn't that some Kim Jong-un kind of shit?
Yeah. There were reports of him... guys, I forget, who was it that played... I forget who the interview I saw. It was an actor, I think, had played golf with him and said that he hooked it like into the swamp, and they get down there and it was miraculously in the middle of the fairway, a beautiful drive.
Wow.
Oh, this is lucky. It must have bounced off a beaver or something.
Right. Well, maybe he drained that swamp. Bam.
Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Yay.
You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
She's right. Who is that? I forgot.
That's where all the cool kids hang out.
The mayor of Paris. Oh, oui, oui, baby.
Mr. Trump is so stupid.
He is a dickhead.
It's a wonderful day in, I almost said Southern California again.
Right.
It's only been 5 months, I guess. I don't know what the statute of limitations is on fucking up where you live.
Yeah, whatever. It's Florida.
But if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal.
Yes.
And we thank those that do and have. It's just go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost.
Wow.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Be careful, Kate.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Oh, shit.
It is Faithless Friday.
Oh, yes.
Got some stories, some fun stuff going on, but...
what up, Jesus?
I guess we can fire right into the headlines, see what the fuck is going on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that...
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, November 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie pinko liberal. Huffington Post.
Yes.
Damn, how long is these? Are these clacking? Okay. Oh, I saw this a little bit earlier. Cops close in on Harvey.
Oh, shit. Harvey Weinstein. Okay.
New York Police Department is gathering evidence behind a rape allegation against Harvey Weinstein, who could face arrest after this one. I think this might be Paz de la Huerta. Paz de la Huerta.
What's that?
Who's
that?
We know as, I believe she was on,
yes.
What's that, Steve Buscemi?
Fargo.
No, Buscemi on telly.
He was in Fargo.
Yeah, right? On telly, I mean.
The television.
The Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, right, right.
Was she a hooker?
I know not.
Black hair.
Right.
Oh, wait. She was the one that the guy who whipped himself got knocked up.
Oh, Michael Shannon's wife in that. Whoever the fuck that
spoiler
was.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Right. I bet Pence does that every night. Beats himself with a chain.
Allegations from Paz de la Huerta, who says that Weinstein sexually assaulted her multiple times. In an article in the Vanity Fair, she said, quote, I was so terrified of him. I did say no. And when he was on top of me, I said, I don't want to do this. He kept humping me and it was disgusting.
Oh, my God.
He's like
dude.
A pig. He raped me.
He is a pig. God damn.
She said he forcefully raped her after 2006,
ugh.
Which is particular interest to authorities because it falls within the statute of limitations for New York.
Yes.
By
isn't
the way,
it crazy?
There's a statute of limitations on stuff like that.
That's insane, right?
The detective leading the department's investigation says, I believe based on my interviews with Paz that from the NYPD standpoint, we have enough to make an arrest.
Wow. Bye-bye, Harvey, you fuckhead. Man.
Dozens of women now have come forward, stories accusing him of sexual harassment and assault.
Harassment.
Police in Los Angeles and London.
Right.
Have opened investigations into allegations against him.
Jolly good.
One woman in London told authorities that he assaulted her as recently as 2015.
Holy fuck, man.
And the LA Popo is looking into another incident from 2013. Weinstein is reportedly in rehab. I'm in rape rehab.
Yeah, I mean, really, just go to jail, dickhead. How old is he?
60s, probably? Yeah, 50s,
gonna,
late 50s, 60s?
What are you going to teach a guy that old? You going to teach him to not rape people? God.
They say that he's in rehab, meaning that if the NYPD even has compelling enough evidence for arrest, it's unlikely his arrest is imminent.
Right.
I believe also allegedly seeking therapy is Kevin Spacey, who
okay.
Now...
Right.
I believe last I heard it was 8 people have come forward just from House of Cards. So in addition to
wow,
the guy who was 14 when he got weird with him.
Yes.
And the guy who was 17 when he got weird with him and a few other people that were over 18, but really young nonetheless, that he got a little ass grabby with. Now 8 people on the set of House of Cards are coming forward and say, oh, yeah, he totally, like, grabbed my dick and shit like that. Or, yeah,
oh,
nice.
he's
a monster.
Right. He is, man. Fuck. Oh, that thing. What are you, Dennis Hoffman. Is that his name? Dennis Hoffman.
I don't recognize that.
The guy from Tootsie.
Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman. Why am I saying Dennis Hoffman? Dustin Hoffman.
That's his cousin.
Right. Those allegations from, what, the 80s or something like that?
Yeah.
That sucks. Was that Ishtar?
I don't know if that was Ishtar years.
Right.
Oh, this cough won't go away. And then there's another story from a kid. He was a kid. He was 13. Did a Broadway play together.
Right.
David Lanzetta says, "We were in a Broadway play together and we were friends and then we weren't."
Oh, man. God, man, this guy. What the fuck?
They were in the original cast of Lost in Yonkers together in 1991.
Lost in Yonkers. What is that? Who wrote that? Lost in Yonkers is... damn it. It's on the tip of my fucking tongue. I can't think of shit today. Who gives a fuck?
I know who you're talking about. I'll think of it in a second myself. I never did any of his plays.
Neil fucking Simon.
Neil fucking Simon.
Neil motherfucking... You know, it's kind of nice I can't think of Neil Simon for some reason. Everybody knows Neil Simon.
I saw Lost in Yonkers. It was good.
Right.
The guy says, "We got along great. He's an affable, funny guy. As anyone who has seen him on Saturday Night Live knows, great at impressions, easy to talk to, a lot of fun. I remember being fascinated by the distinctive scar on his face, but too afraid to ask about it. I'll never forget sitting in the lounge of a hotel on a chilly night in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hello.
We talked about the show, my adolescent vicissitudes.
What the
wow,
fuck?
What a great word.
What does that mean?
Drama, angsty, I think.
Oh, okay. Vicissitudes. Shit.
His age.
Right.
Let me see if I'm right about vicissitudes. Change of circumstances and fortune.
Yes.
One that is unwelcome or unpleasant. So
okay.
The bad things happen.
Wow.
His age, for some reason I couldn't believe he was 32. It was actually a beautiful night. I was charmed. My parents were charmed. I went to bed feeling Kevin Spacey was my friend. Blah, blah, blah. We'd hang out in his dressing room. He had a luxurious dressing room. It was spacious.
He's a big fucking star, man.
We spent many nights in there before the show watching basketball,
right.
Especially when the playoffs came around. It was one of those nights with the goddamn Celtics on the television that Kevin Spacey put his hand on my thigh.
Oh, shit.
13.
Damn. What a fucking monster.
He says, he even opens up by saying, "Look, this is all the guy did, and I got out of there."
But still, man.
He said, so, you know, others obviously have it far worse than me. He opens up by saying, he goes, but nonetheless.
You think about it. I mean, you know, you're in a play, runs, what, 8 nights a week. You got to trust everybody you're in the cast with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got some guy feeling up your thigh. How the fuck are you supposed to go on stage with him, you know?
So there you go. That's Kevin Spacey, Weinstein.
Right.
All kinds of fun going on.
Yeah, I bet those Broadway producers are like, well, shit, they probably knew about it. What are you going to do, fire Kevin Spacey and there goes your box office? You know that guy's a draw. People come out to see his ass.
Well, nobody said anything.
Oh, man.
But if he's, I mean, if he's, you know, grabbing grips on the set and lighting guys,
I bet
and shit like that,
knew.
I think everybody kind of knows.
You think about it, if you're producing a Broadway show or a movie and you're dumping millions of dollars into something, you fucking know what's going on with people in that fucking cast. There's
you have
no-
to get that, I saw that story you put up, sexual harassment insurance?
Oh, yeah.
It's a new thing.
That went up after the Anita Hill thing.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
I mean, you know, like, of course, if you think about the way our world is set up and shit, of course nobody says anything. Of course producers don't say anything. I mean, why would they? We give Oscars to that fucker that raped the girl in the hot tub.
Polanski.
Yeah. I mean, in every, you know, NBC, they didn't give a shit what Bill Cosby was doing. You know they knew what the fuck was up with Bill Cosby. He was their face at Thursday night for years in the 80s. Nobody
yeah.
gave a shit. He was making them shit tons of money. Same with Kevin Spacey, probably in Broadway in movies. He didn't fucking care as long as everybody kept quiet.
And on his comedy, he made himself a gynecologist.
Right.
So a person who drugs women and goes into their vagina.
How creepy is that shit?
How on the nose is that
right.
shit?
Oh God,
I'm just studying how quickly propofol puts you to sleep just for my character.
Ugh, God, I mean, it. You know what's really disgusting about the Bill Cosby thing is that in stand-up Comedyville USA, dudes will sit around and say, "But you know, he was really funny." I'm like, oh, really? A serial rapist? You're going to make that qualifier? He was really funny?
Well, Stephen Colbert talked about that. He's like, you know, he goes, it was my favorite. I listen to his albums all the time. He was my hero, and I can't listen to it now.
Not that funny now.
He's like, I can't. I can't forget about
right
what he did.
Yeah.
And he was interviewing Seinfeld, and Seinfeld, you can tell who has a soul and who doesn't. Seinfeld's like, really? Well, I think he's funny.
Well, you know, Seinfeld's like Nick DiPaolo and all these fucking comics from, you know.
Oh, they're butthurt about colleges.
The late 80s and the 90s yeah. when people weren't PC and shit. Now they can't go and tell their shitty fucking hacky sexist jokes at universities
right.
because kids don't like it anymore. It's the white male butthurt.
And he's not even dirty.
No.
Seinfeld. Yet he's like. I don't want to go to colleges because they're so sensitive.
Yeah, shove it up your ass. You know, when these guys, they bitch about, like, they can't say this and they can't say that, and it's somebody like Jerry Seinfeld, I'm like, my God, you have a charmed fucking life, and you're rich, and you know better. Why can't you get on the right side of this issue? Why can't you be yeah. somebody who's like, hey, you guys, this is bad, what's going on? You know, I don't get it.
Over the Drudge Report, also Harvey Weinstein. Harvey could face arrest, it says. Rape charge credible.
Yes.
So there you go.
Right.
Oh, look, Antifa rallies in 20-plus cities.
Be careful, guys.
They don't say anything about any super soldiers.
Super.
Listen to yesterday's show. The more I think about that shit, it's so infuriating. Because you could even say to them, we caught the guy that gave the people, the banner, it was a fake banner. They looked at it. They threw it down within seconds of holding it up. Yet you take that picture and say, look at Antifa has partnered with NAMBLA, the National North American Man-Boy right. Love Association.
You know, it just goes to show you, these fucking right-wing nut job conservative garbage people, they don't care if it's not real. If it serves their cause, they don't give a fuck.
Which doesn't exist anymore, allegedly.
NAMBLA.
Right.
Right.
In it's an not organized fashion.
It only exists when you write it on that fucking sign.
And who's going to make a sign that says no more pedo bashing?
Yeah.
Stop being mean to the pedophiles. Who is going to do that?
I don't know. No one. You know, it's fiction.
And again, if you believe that, just, you know, drown yourself in your cornflakes, because it's just, you'll help the overall species.
Oh, totally, dude.
By pulling your stupidity out of the gene pool.
Yeah. People are fucking idiots.
But there are groups planning rallies tomorrow.
Right.
And tomorrow.
Yes.
Also, get rid of my stupid...
What do you mean?
Tomorrow.
Oh,
my Wisconsin thing. God. And tomorrow.
I didn't even hear that.
A new anti-fascist group. When I went to school to get my really amazing, worthwhile degree in acting and theater.
Oh, yes.
Once you get out, a lot of times if you go out into the real world, they just care that you have a degree in many
capacity. You're talking about acting?
Yeah, with acting. There were a couple jobs I couldn't have gotten if I didn't have a college degree. They didn't care what the college degree was.
Right. Nobody gives a fuck.
But a new anti-fascist group is planning rallies. Fuck this cough. Saturday in downtown Portland.
Right.
In a series of rallies scheduled in cities across the country. It says the demonstrations have whipped up a heap of warnings by right-wing groups on social media that the gatherings are signaling a civil war.
Oh, that's so fucking stupid.
Where was it? Yesterday we talked about that the militia was it Texas, probably Austin. It was Austin.
Yeah, Austin.
That there's a rally scheduled in Austin, and the right-wing nutjob knuckle draggers are on Facebook saying, "Come armed, because lock and load."
Oh, they love it. They fucking love it. They get to get these guns out of their cases, sling them on their back, and they get to play soldier. And what are they? Are you protecting yourself and from I have a bunch of fucking hippies?
And I have no doubt that some right wingers are going to dress up as Antifa and start some shit.
They see, that's something they do. That's something they do. See, when you have the moral high ground and you're protesting Trump and sexism and racism and sexual assault and all this garbage that the right stands for, you don't do shit like that.
Right.
Because you have the moral high ground.
It's quite a situation. So we'll let you know tomorrow if the World War, new Civil War, I mean Civil War part due, if that ends up happening tomorrow. If it does, you know, we'll try to get our show out. We're behind enemy lines.
Oh, yes.
I have no doubt we're behind enemy lines.
Definitely.
If Civil War breaks out, so we may be underground railroading ourselves the fuck out of here.
I heard somebody bitching about Hillary Clinton last night.
Ugh, oh, God. Yeah.
Well, idiots.
Yeah, we could talk about that. Donna Brazile is something are really looking to sell some books because she's also walking back. I think what she's saying is the interpretation of her writing in her book or something like that.
Right.
There was some kind of agreement made even before the election.
Yes.
Between Hillary, Killary Inc. and between the DNC, and that it was we'll raise money for you, but I'm in charge of where the money goes, kind of a deal.
Right.
Like I'll help decide, but I'll definitely give money to the DNC. And they're saying that was her stealing the election.
Yes.
However, the other side says, well, okay, the DNC was deeply in debt from really shit fuck management. Debbie fucking Wasserman Schultz. Right. I didn't like her from the beginning.
Yeah.
I still don't like her.
Yeah. I mean, did you see that? I shared and, on our... Oh, go ahead.
I
shared
it's
on
relevant.
Our Facebook page a twat by Patton Oswalt. Did you see that? So shitty of Hillary to pay off the DNC's debt, fund her own campaign, and boost down ticket candidates. Thank God, honest Donnie won.
Right. Yeah.
What? I mean, how is...
And we've said, we all know that they put the thumbs on the scale. She was a Democrat. Bernie wasn't. And then they were also saying that Bernie was raising shit tons of money on his own. You know, that $27 thing, whatever. He raised amazing amounts of money. And they said, well, how much are you kicking back to the DNC? And he was like, well, you know, we'll see.
That's his right. I mean, that's his option, right? He doesn't have to.
Well, I read one account. I don't know. I didn't corroborate it, so I don't know. But if that said that there was a deal. There was a similar deal. Like, you want to be in the Democratic fold.
Right.
Kick in some of your dough, and we'll help spread it to the local, you know, down ticket for all the Democrats. And then he didn't.
Because he chose not to, or?
I don't know if that's true or not. I need to corroborate that. But that word was that Bernie wasn't coughing up any of the money that he was raising to run down ticket, help down ticket. And then Hillary, you can look at the books online, apparently, and it's you can see where her campaign raised hundreds of millions of dollars, gave hundreds of million to the DNC, and said, here's $1 million for Missouri DNC.
Yeah.
Here's $1 million for Michigan. Here's $1 million for...
So
so you can see where they sent the money down to the local... but if they said, well, if we're raising the money, we want to control where it goes. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. Totally, it's not illegal. None of it is illegal. And even Donna Brazile in her book says, well, this isn't illegal.
Right.
But it was... She felt it was unethical or whatever, but... She even says it was not illegal.
Yeah, and I hate to have whataboutitis, you know, because the GOP, they suffer from that. But is it as evil as, say, your attorney general lying in a Senate hearing?
And then Schindler.
Yes.
He's talking about where's the Justice Department? They obviously stole the election. There's nothing illegal, untoward, possibly.
Right. Where's our Justice Department?
Unethical, possibly.
It's ran by a fucking golem out of Alabama that's racist as fuck, that lies, that colluded with Russia. That's where the fuck our Justice Department is, right?
Yeah.
You know? Where's our Justice Department? It's up Putin's asshole.
Everybody is asking.
I love it.
11 hours ago.
Yes.
Everybody is asking why the Justice Department and FBI, close parentheses.
Yes.
Isn't looking into all of the dishonesty going on with Crooked Hillary and the Dems.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Well, because it's not illegal.
Right. It's not.
Dot, dot.
Oh, shit.
Dot, dot, dot.
So two dots and then a shit ton
and a
of
pick
dots.
Up, pick up of three dots.
Okay. What the fuck is this guy's problem?
Pretty quickly, though. Only dot, 6 minutes. Dot. For him, that's pretty quick in between tweets.
That seems like a long time.
New Donna B. book.
Right.
Says she paid for and stole the Dem primary. What about the deleted emails? Uranium, Podesta, the server, plus, pizza. No, I said pizza. plus, dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
People are angry.
That's the next tweet. People are angry?
Yes.
God damn it.
Plus, dot, 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 new tweet, dot, 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 four dots.
Good God.
People are angry. At some point, the Justice Department and the FBI must do what is right and proper. The American public deserves it. He wants Hillary jailed. He wants his political rival jailed.
What? Okay. I mean, what does he say about this Paul Manafort shit? I mean,
it wasn't me. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about
shit
he did before the campaign. It's nothing to do with me.
He was your campaign manager, and you are bitching about how funds that were allocated in the DNC. Who gives a shit? Right? Who gives a fuck? Who fucking cares?
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
You're right. I mean, am I right on this DNC shit? I don't give a fuck. I can care less. Not an amoeba shit.
Well, right. But we do need to change the system. And it's getting changed, but hopefully it'll get changed. But nonetheless, we still have ended up with fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah.
One could argue, well, you can. If 40,000 votes between fucking Michigan and, what's the other one? Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes.
How do we know those aren't 40,000 people that just stayed home because Hillary was so evil and tainted?
And how do we know how do we know what the Russians are fucking doing?
Yeah.
How do we know? How do we know there's not somebody in the fucking White House that's spying? How do we know our government isn't, I don't know, at risk from some foreign power? What are you laughing at over there?
The next tweet is, this was a half hour later or so. Then he just kind of repeats himself. The real story on collusion is in Donna B's new book.
Right.
Crooked Hillary bought the DNC, then stole the Democratic Party primary from Crazy Bernie.
Crazy Bernie. Yeah.
Crazy Bernie.
By the way, remember he said, Trump said at a campaign rally, he said, if Crazy Bernie wins the election, no more golf. Say goodbye to golf, guys.
He's a socialist, you know, and they don't play golf. Oh, God.
Then, please say there's more Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
So
I like this.
That was 5:58 in the morning.
Yes.
This flurry began a half hour before.
Don't you sleep,
like
you
five
dickhead.
In the morning. So that was 4:48. Then a mere 7 minutes later, Pocahontas. He's bringing out all the hits.
Oh, okay. Oh, I saw that. He said fucking Pocahontas. That is okay. Can we just take a moment? Look at me. That's racist.
Well, yeah.
That is racist, everybody. Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure I want
to
make sure we're all on the same fucking page. It's racist when our fucking president refers to Elizabeth fucking Warren as Poca fucking Honest.
Yes,
it's ridiculous. God damn it!
I like to have children.
Oh, fuck you! Who cares what you like?
Pocahontas just stated that the Democrats, led by the legendary Crooked Hillary Clinton.
The legendary Crooked Hillary Clinton, everybody.
Rigged the primaries, exclamation point, and capitalized. I don't understand why you capitalized primaries. He's very loose with his capitalization rulage.
He's bananas.
He's untight.
He's a fucking nutball. He's our president.
Let's go, FBI, Justice Department again.
What? I mean,
this. Do we have any doubt that given a tiny real bit of real power, this fucker would be sending hit squads for people?
Oh, yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
I can't believe Crab Diving said that. Get him, Justice Department. Where's the FBI?
Why do you think he's meeting with Duterte? I think he's bringing a notebook.
They're going to spoon.
No, I think he's bringing a notebook, and he's going to say, hey, Duterte, how do you do it? Mm-hmm. How do I be more like you? I'm taking notes. I'm so fucked up. Duterte's fantastic. Kill squads.
Then he goes on a little tear about terrorist.
Right.
ISIS just claimed the degenerate animal, both
God
capitalized.
Degenerate animal.
Capitalized. Degenerate animal or capitalized, like he's a character in a play.
I mean, listen, the guy that ran over and killed all those people in New York is a shitbag.
He's a degenerate animal.
But do you think our president cannot refer to people of the Islamic faith or whatever as fucking animals? Don't you think that would help?
Yeah.
It might help. I mean, you know, his words fucking matter. And you know, that yes, that guy is a fucking asshole. But does he have to call him a fucking animal?
Ugh. ISIS just claimed the degenerate animal, and he is an animal.
No, he's
what? If he was saying this shit live, that's how it would go. Yeah.
And he is an animal.
And so badly wounded, the wonderful people on the West Side was, quote, their soldier, dot, 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 dot.
Good fucking God.
Based on that, or excuse me, dot, dot, dot. Based on that.
Yes.
The military has hit ISIS, quote, much harder over the last 2 days. They will pay a big price for every attack on us.
Oh, my God. Hey, is he just like, does he just want to recruit ISIS people? Is that what he wants?
He's a big, of course. Everything he does helps.
Yeah.
They're recruiting instead of just the opposite.
What a dick.
And then back to Hillary.
Right. Of course. Those two things are equal, right? Yeah. They deserve equal time.
He had a couple hours.
Fuck
and
me.
He probably saw something on the television. Steve Doocy may have said something. Oh, Hillary Clinton. Blah, blah. Bernie Sanders
supporters have every right to be apoplectic of the complete theft of the Dem primary by crooked Hillary.
Who told him apoplectic? Who said use apoplectic?
I think he used it once before last week,
really?
And everybody was like,
oh, man.
Somebody got a word of the day or something.
You know, in shitty countries that have authoritarian rulers, when they win in a quote-unquote air quotes election like we had, don't they jail the opposition, or don't they exile the opposition, or they do something shitty? I mean,
banana republics? Yeah.
Doesn't this smack of that?
It is. That's what he wants.
I always felt I would be running and winning against Bernie Sanders, not Crooked H, without cheating. I was right.
And what the fuck?
There's no evidence of that. That
right.
Even with alleged cheating, she beat Bernie by millions and millions and millions of votes in the primary.
But he says there was cheating, though, in the election. He admits that. He said there are 3 million fake votes or whatever in California.
Right.
And that voter fraud commission
right.
is supposed to unearth all that shit. What's up with that? Oh, that's
and again,
right.
Why would she mobilize 3 million fake votes in the state where it doesn't fucking matter?
Right.
Why didn't she sling, I don't know, 40,000 or so of those fake votes into Michigan and fucking Wisconsin?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and Trump, why don't you check in with your voter fraud commission, see how they're doing? Oh, that's right. Some of them can't, you know, participate because they're arrested for kiddie porn. Right? Isn't there one of the...
Yeah, yeah. Just took off for a ceremony at Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
We'll then be heading to Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines.
Ah!
We'll never let you down! Exclamation point.
Is that a Rick Astley song? Or what? I'm never gonna give you up.
And then 2 hours later, back to Hillary and the Dems.
Oh, yes.
The rigged Dem primary.
Blah.
One of the biggest political stories in years got zero coverage on fake news network TV last night. Disgraceful.
Oh my God. And bullshit. You know it got coverage on Fox.
I heard about Donna Brazile on the most liberal stinking commie pinko sites and radio and television.
God, Trump. I mean, you know, what were you watching? Like a Billy Mays infomercial?
Jabs, jabs, jabs. He's crowing about the jobs report. And then the most recent one is he's pissy about Bo Bergdahl. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the gentleman who Army, I think.
Yes.
Who went AWOL, went batshit crazy. I mean, that you know, he had an event.
Right.
I don't mean to,
to
poo-poo on mental illness because how could you not have mental illness under these circumstances?
Yeah, man.
But he suffered an illness, left his post, ended up captured by the Iraqis, right?
No, he was in Afghanistan. The Taliban.
Yeah, Taliban.
Right.
5 years as a prisoner, then finally Obama traded him for a couple of their dudes. And they find out that, you know, he went AWOL for the first day. They only charge him with 1 day of being AWOL, though, because then he got captured. And he tried to escape and get back throughout those 5 years. So they really only charged him for 1 day of being actively absent,
right,
without leave. So he ended up he's not going to jail, and that's why Trump is pissed. Trump wanted to kill him.
I know. I
saw that. Trump during the primaries is like, he should get the death penalty for being a traitor.
I mean, what do we look like to the rest of the world when we have our fucking little orange Napoleon over here calling for people off with their heads? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, the terrorist was like, I don't know that we can send him to Gitmo, but I think he should get the death penalty.
Oh, yeah, okay. Was he just handing out death penalties?
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's sentence for deserting his post came down. He will serve no prison time.
Yes.
For endangering his fellow soldiers when he walked off his post in Afghanistan. 2009 was captured by the Taliban. That's how Obama used to say it. Taliban.
The Taliban. That's probably how you're supposed to pronounce it.
The judge.
Yes.
Army Colonel Jeffrey R. Nance sentenced Bergdahl to being dishonorably discharged.
Okay.
And having his rank reduced to private. He was also ordered to forfeit $1,000 of pay per month for 10 months.
Oh, so he's still getting paid as a private. No, he's discharged.
Yeah, I think it's like retro. You got to pay back.
Retro.
He issued the ruling Friday at Fort Bragg in North Carolina after 2 weeks of sentencing proceedings, including testimony from Bergdahl's former comrades. He was held for 5 years by the Taliban.
The Taliban.
Before being released in a prisoner swamp, which they squeal about, too.
Yeah. Like we shouldn't have.
Obama gave him 20,000 guys one traitor.
Does it bother anybody that Trump is calling for the death of somebody that went AWOL for 1 day and he probably lied about his bone spurs to get out of Vietnam?
Does that bother
anybody? I mean, what kind of nerve does this guy have?
It says the dishonorable discharge will not be final until Bergdahl exhausts his appeals.
Okay.
His lawyer says he's certainly glad it's over. He pleaded guilty to desertion and misbehavior.
Yes.
Before the enemy. Misbehavior before the enemy.
God, that's the weirdest fucking... Yeah.
Faced the possibility of life in prison. Prosecutors wanted 14 years behind bars, saying he was responsible for serious injuries that soldiers suffered in a massive search effort to find him.
Okay.
He admitted his guilt. Without assurances from prosecution about his sentencing, he was hoping for leniency, gave an emotional testimony on Monday, apologizing to soldiers who were wounded. He testified for 2 hours describing the brutal conditions he endured while being held captive by the Taliban. I think he did 5 years of pretty hard time.
Yeah, I can't imagine. And we don't know what was going through his head when he walked away from that camp.
And conservatives want him to suffer more.
I mean,
he said he was beaten with copper wires, kept in a cage four out of the five years held.
This guy went through hell.
His muscles had atrophied to the point where he could barely walk or stand.
God. How hard.
So.
He's horrible.
He gets it, and then Donald Trump tweets, the decision And Sergeant Bergdahl is a complete and total disgrace to our country and to our military.
Well, wait a second. So the judge that handed down the sentence is this colonel, right? Is he a disgrace?
Apparently. I'm sure if we put on our waders and go into the comment swamps, I'm sure all the conservatives are saying, impeach that judge.
God, I mean, you know,
that judge should be tried for treason.
You know, a responsible leader would say something like, you know what? We put our faith in the military justice system, whatever the fuck that is. We assume this judge made the right decision or something. I don't know. Something like he should not. We should kill the guy.
Yeah, that's not how it works. This is let's not forget Trump. First of all, this is also proves that he's racist as fuck. But the Central Park Five.
What is that?
It was five black teens,
yes,
who were kangaroo courted into being charged with I think it was a brutal rape. I'm not sure if it was a murder. I need to look that up. But he pulled out a full page fucking ad in the goddamn New York Times saying, kill him. They deserve the death penalty.
Oh, my God.
Why is this taking so long? You know, it's kind of the same shit that he's doing now. Our justice system is a joke. He wants kangaroo courts. He's guilty. Hang him from a tree right now.
Yeah. See, he's like the party of fuck you, you know? Like, they don't want to hear reason. They don't want to hear logic. But they're fucking angry, racist white guys that for some reason feel disenfranchised.
Right.
You know? They're little babies.
It was a major news story involving the assault, rape, and sodomy of Trisha Melley, a female jogger, and attacks on others in Manhattan's Central Park on the night of April 19th, 1989. The attack left her in a coma for 12 days.
Oh, my God.
She was a 28-year-old investment banker at the time. The five juvenile males, four black, one Hispanic, were tried variously for assault, robbery, riot, rape, sexual abuse, and attempted murder. Based solely on confessions they were coerced into making. The cops, the fucking asshole cops.
They didn't follow the rules.
Tortured them, put them in,
yeah,
until these kids were like, okay, I did it, whatever you say.
God, how does that serve justice?
And there were DNA tests excluded all of them.
Oh, my God.
Yet they had to have their blood. The white people of New York had to have their blood.
And this Trump uses his money to be a big bully, to put a big ad out in the fucking paper. These kids are exonerated. And then what? What does he want?
Yeah.
What does he want? A mob to go fucking chase him down and bring him to quote unquote justice?
They were convicted, of course, by juries in 1990.
Yes.
They received sentences ranging from 5 to 15 years. Four of the convictions were appealed and were affirmed by appellate courts. The defendants ended up spending between 6 and 13 years in prison.
And they didn't do it.
In 2002, Matthias Reyes, a serial rapist in prison, confessed to raping the jogger, and DNA evidence confirmed his guilt.
And Trump took out an ad calling for these kids to be arrested or something like that.
He was already serving a life sentence at the time. He was not prosecuted for the rape because the statute of limitations had passed by that time. The district attorney suggested that the five men's convictions obviously be vacated.
Yes.
Their convictions were vacated in 2002. They sued the city of New York in 2003 for malicious prosecution, racial discrimination, and emotional distress.
Oh, my God.
The city refused to settle.
Oh, my God.
For a decade under, at that time, Mayor Bloomberg, because the city lawyers felt they would win. However, after de Blasio became mayor and supported a settlement, the city settled the case for $41 million in 2014.
And how long did those kids spend in jail?
As of between 6 and 13 years.
How does
for
that
nothing.
Not ruin your life?
For how do you get black and for being around the park.
Black Lives Matter, by the way.
As of December 2014, the five men were pursuing an additional $52 million in damages from New York State. In New York, so they're suing the state also. That was in 2014. I don't know.
Did Trump apologize?
But nonetheless, Trump.
Did he apologize for putting out that stupid?
Well, that's
fucking
the thing.
Ad?
He refused.
Refused to what?
To apologize when he's been asked about it. He's like, he will not apologize.
Why? He was fucking wrong. You couldn't be more wrong.
He's sure they.
What the
you
fuck?
Know, I don't know.
These Trump, to me, that's that is enough reason to not vote for a guy for fucking president, right? I mean, that's fucked up.
This was in
so many people, you guys support this Trump. Oh my God, you're just bags of shit garbage. Ugh.
In 2014 is when he took out the ad. After they were exonerated.
Yeah.
Donald Trump indicated the Central Park Five are guilty despite being officially exonerated by DNA evidence and testimony of a guy who says he did it and it matches his DNA.
But Trump took out the ad.
Trump says they admitted they were guilty.
They were beaten and tortured.
The police doing the original investigation said they were guilty. The fact that case was settled with so much evidence against them is outrageous.
So much
that
evidence.
That woman, the woman so badly injured, will never be the same.
Oh, my God. Well, they didn't fucking do it.
New York ended up paying him $41 million in a settlement. Trump took out a full-page ad at that time. At the time of the crime. Okay. Calling for New York to reinstate the death penalty in response. So right after the crime happened, he took out a full-page ad and said, these five brown people need to be killed.
Can you imagine you're those kids? You didn't do it. They beat a fucking confession out of you. And then this oligarch dickhead takes out an ad in the paper calling for your fucking deaths. And then he gets elected president. You got to be shitting me.
Hillary's campaign at the time last year even put it in a statement at one point. The facts here are clear. These men were exonerated. Another man admitted to the crime and it's been proven by DNA evidence. Trump rushed to judgment on the case, has refused to admit he is wrong, and continues to peddle yet another racist lie. A pattern for him and a clear reason why he is unfit to be president. She
racist.
Was right.
He is a fucking racist.
She was so right.
And to think that racism doesn't influence his policy as president is folly. It's just fucking ridiculous. Oh, my God. Hey, take this shit about Hillary and the DNC and shove it up your ass if it bothers you. Shove it up your ass and fuck right off. It's bananas. Fuck you, you know? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This guy is evil. He's Darth Vader.
And dumb.
Yeah, he's a dickhead.
He's a dumb Vader.
He cheats on his golf score. How does he... Let me ask you something. If you play golf... I don't play golf. But I imagine part of the fun is you see how you're doing. You play against yourself. You see if your score improves. Where's the fun in cheating? If you're going to go to the trouble to fucking golf, the Secret Service is going to fly you out there to go on the green for an afternoon. You're going to cheat.
Right.
What a fucking loser.
The Democratic National Committee struck a deal with Hillary Clinton in 2015 that gave her campaign input on some party staffing and spending decisions, but only related to the general election and allowing other candidates to make similar arrangements.
So she didn't get control of that money until she won the primary.
Right. So what Donna Brazile said is bullshit.
You know what's great? That won't matter. It won't matter to these fucking idiot Bernie bros, you fuck nuts.
There's a memo from August 26, 2015.
Yes.
Memo of understanding from Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook to DNC CEO Amy Dacey, more fully explaining the relationship between Clinton and the DNC before she won her nomination. In addition, for Hillary for America, HFA, yes, helping the cash-strapped DNC raise money, the committee agreed that HFA personnel will be consulted and have joint authority over strategic decisions over the staffing, budget, expenditures, and general election-related communications, data, technology, and analytics and research.
So the general.
Not the primary.
So.
Specifically, the DNC agreed to hire a communications director from one or two candidates previously identified as acceptable to HFA. And while the DNC maintained the authority to make the final decision, it said it would choose between candidates acceptable to Hillary for America for once the general started.
Right. So she didn't have control of what the DNC was doing with their money during the primary.
It appears not. The memo also made clear it pertained only to the general election, not the primary season, and left open the possibility it would sign similar agreements with other candidates. So it's not even an exclusivity deal.
Yeah, yeah. So Hillary might have put her money behind the DNC if she had not won the primary. Am I understanding that right?
I don't know about that, but she's saying if she won,
yeah,
then she wanted a little bit say over some of these decisions they were making, like communications directors. Well, one would think.
God, you're running for fucking president.
And she said, here's the deal, and if I don't win, then, you know, you can make other deals with other candidates.
Right.
That's fine.
That doesn't seem crazy to me.
The Clinton campaign agreed to make an initial payment of $1.2 million to the DNC, which was crippled by debt at the time.
Right.
And they provided a monthly allowance on other funds. The agreement appears intended to give the campaign oversight over how its money was spent. Brazil writes that she was stunned to discover the fundraising agreement, which she called a cancer on the party that led to the DNC to treat Senator Bernie Sanders unfairly.
Right.
Sanders' campaign later signed its own joint fundraising agreement with the DNC, but did not utilize it. So in other words, Bernie did not send money to the DNC.
But he signed a similar agreement. I mean...
But her emails.
Yeah. I just don't... it just sucks.
Vince Foster and Seth Rich.
What you just said is too much. That's just too much. These idiots, that's too much for them. You know, they're not going to be able to process that.
Well, they won't even...
They don't care.
Open their tiny little brains to the possibility because they're too busy with all the jizz bouncing around in their heads over the fact that they've got her. Hey, we got her. We got her.
I didn't know that biology works like that.
Yeah, sure. Well, for them.
Case of the bouncy jizzes in my skull. For them, that's how it works. There's nothing up there.
Well, this is...
How depressing. How fucking depressing is that? I just gained an understanding of what the fuck is going on.
Well, and some of them blame Obama. Because he kind of lost interest in the DNC because at the time he was more worried about his own organization, OFA.
Okay, but, like, who gives a fuck? Am I right to think that? Like, I don't fucking
care.
Well,
you know, then step up to the plate. There's a DNC chairman out there.
Yes.
Who's supposed to be in charge. Do your fucking job. Don't say, it's not my fault. Obama wasn't nice to us.
Wasn't Obama busy when he was president dealing with the fucking GOP assholes?
And maybe
he wanted to do everything.
Maybe he wasn't into Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Maybe he didn't like her.
Maybe he didn't like people.
Right. Maybe he was fucking president. You're right. Where the fuck is the DNC chairman? Do your fucking job. God damn.
One would think.
Hey, and if you're a progressive, if you're a lib, do your fucking job. And the next time it's your turn to vote, vote like a black woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think of yourself as a not straight, white, privileged fucking male. And that's how you fucking vote, you idiots. God damn. This DNC, why is this shit coming out now? Why does the timing seem weird to me?
Well, Donna Brazile's book, but why is...
All the shit's hitting the fan with Trump, and he want a glitter bomb to throw at me?
I don't know. Maybe they paid off. Maybe the Russians have compromised Brazile.
I'll say this. Like, even let's say this stuff about Hillary and the DNC was sinister as fuck. Let's say there was illegalities there. Again, I don't care. Yeah. The Russians have their
evil
dick up our ass. We don't know what the fuck is going on with them. No one cares.
I saw a comment the other day the from a Bernie bro that I don't care. I didn't vote at all. The lesser of two evils, there's always a letter C choice. And I'm like, No, there's not.
Not if you're not white.
Right.
Not if you're gay. Not if you're a dreamer.
Not an ethical choice.
Not if you're a Muslim.
And then they're saying, do you see today they also said that Associated Press,
yes,
is reporting,
oui.
That this Guccifer 2.0 dude.
I love that name, Guccifer. Guccifer?
You know how they got it in the first place? They sent a phishing email to Podesta.
Yes.
They think that's how they got him. Someone in the Clinton campaign.
Right.
And it's supposed to be from Gmail. Someone has your password. Hi, so-and-so. Someone just used your password to try to sign into your Google account.
Oh,
and
God,
details, and things like that. And then you click on change password.
Oh, there you go. You're fucked.
And they've got you.
How do you mean they got you? Like, if you click on
that? Because you have to type in your old password first.
Oh, yeah. And you shouldn't click on the link anyway, right?
Correct.
Guys, God damn it. This is Guccifer. I hate shit like that. Why do we have people hacking people and putting viruses in your fucking computer? I hate that more than anything. Well, not more than anything, but, you know. It sucks.
The rogue messages that first flew across the internet March 10th were dressed up to look like they came from Google.
Right.
The company that provided Clinton campaign's email infrastructure.
Oh, okay.
The messages urged users to boost their security or change their password, which in fact steered them toward decoy websites designed to collect that information.
Oh, God, that is so fucking evil. Oh, man. I hate shit like that. I really fucking hate it, man.
One email made its way to the account of another staffer who had worked for Clinton in 2008.
Yes.
And joined again in 2016. It's possible the hackers broke in, stole her contacts. The data shows the phishing link sent to her were then clicked several times. So they hacked in. She fell for it. They hacked into her stuff, got all of her contacts, then started sending the same thing to her contacts, thinking they're going to get deeper
right,
into it.
Right. But if you can log in, like, what if you logged in with some kind of biometric thing to your email? Like, if it scanned your fucking eyeballs,
well, that's what
it'll come
to, probably, or whatever.
Then you couldn't, nobody could hack into
anything.
Within
hours of the second round of emails on March 11th, the hackers hit pay dirt. All of a sudden, they were sending links aimed at senior Clinton officials' non-public addresses.
Oh, God.
Including those belonging to longtime Clinton aide Robert Russo and the campaign chairman John Podesta.
And this is connected to these weird fucking spirit dinners in some way, is it sort of?
Well, but also what they come out with in this report here from
yes.
the Associated Press.
Ooh, wee.
One source told them that the Guccifer 2.0.
Guccifer.
airbrushed the word confidential on top of a document that did not have that label. In order to make it more immediately appealing to reporters.
Oh, my God. Damn.
So they know that. They're still looking into just how much the emails were altered then. Remember when they came out, the Democrats said, these aren't even accurate. Like, there's
right.
bullshit in here. Some of this has been doctored.
Yeah, yeah. And guess what? It has. When you say airbrush the word confidential, they actually made a document and just put a fake confidential stamp on it? Like in a Word doc or something?
It looks like they might have sent scans of printouts of the documents. Like,
oh, okay.
Like picture files of Jeez. The printed out emails or something like that.
Creepy.
In addition to the revelations, they also show that this Guccifer 2.0, this hacker.
Yes.
Specifically told some of its reporters that the goal was to sink Clinton's campaign and make Trump president.
Oh, God damn it.
Quote, together with Assange, we'll make America great again, he or she wrote to one reporter.
Blah. Right. I mean,
It says Russian hackers are particularly interested in hacking into Democrats' voter registration data.
Okay.
It's not clear from the report if they were ultimately successful. The DNC's then director of voter protection, Pratt Wiley, had been targeted as far back as October 2015 with the hackers trying to pry open his inbox as many as 15 times over 6 months.
God, what's his name? Pratt Wiley?
Pratt Wiley.
That is. That's an awesome fucking name.
Interesting
man.
Name.
Pratt Wiley.
So there you go. At least one case.
Yeah.
We know that a scan of these documents allegedly.
Bullshit.
He stamped confidential on the top of it to make it more juicy for the reporters when it wasn't.
Hillary Clinton didn't have a fucking chance to win this fucking election. I mean, God damn it. Everybody had her number.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday, everybody. Don't forget, if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Follow us on Twitter at crabdiving. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
My second home state?
Yes, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin?
Hey, fuck you. Packer fan or no?
Well, the big...
sorry.
Fuck no. The fuck. Big...
Fuck the Packers.
Born and raised in Chicago. Yeah. I don't care how long I was in Wisconsin. The wonderful patriots of the Wisconsin legislature there...
Oh, my God.
...are now... putting forth,
yes.
Oh, they passed
right
a bill in the House of the Republican House, 57-32.
Okay,
says it received bipartisan support and bipartisan opposition.
Right,
3 Republicans opposed it, 4 Democrats supported it.
Okay,
that ain't bipartisan.
they got some of the
God.
Like
they get 2 or 3, and they say it's bipartisan. Yeah, That's how sad it is right now.
Sad.
There was a previous bill,
okay,
that set the age in the state for a kid to hunt with a gun.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
At the age of 12, and 10-year-olds could hunt with a mentor, usually a parent or guardian.
Okay. Isn't that young enough?
So it's like driving. You get your permit when you're 15. You can drive with somebody. When you're 16, you're free as a bird.
So a 10-year-old can walk around with a gun as long as his parents are there.
Yes. A 12-year-old doesn't need the parents to walk around the woods with
the
gun.
What the fuck, man?
Well, they're passing a new law, Ryan, removing that onerous, evil government restriction.
Yay.
Leaving the minimum age up to parents to decide.
Oh, okay. Great. Wait a second. So a 6-year-old, if it's okay with mommy and daddy, can walk around with a fucking...
A 4-year-old. A 2-year-old.
How many... Listen, I know 4-year-olds. I've met 2-year-olds.
Yeah, as have I.
Do you think they have the mental capacity to...
I don't know.
Fucking have a gun?
A lot of 14-year-olds that should be waving guns around.
Who is for this? You just named them.
It's mostly the Republicans. How dare they say bipartisan?
Democrats voted for this?
4 Democrats voted for it.
Who? I want their names. They should be kicked out. Fuck you guys. Bunch of kids walking around with guns.
It also, the new bill.
Yes.
Also eliminates the limit on the number of guns young hunters can carry on them at one time.
How many fucking guns? Why is this? How many guns? I got a 4-year-old with a fucking rifle and a sidearm. For what? What the fuck?
One of the Democrats who voted against it.
Oh, my God.
Katrina Shankland.
She voted against this.
Yeah, she said, to allow a toddler, a 2-year-old, to carry a gun, I'm not being hyperbolic, because someone will do it.
Of course.
Is dangerous.
Why?
Other hunters in the woods are not going to choose to get hurt by a child with a rifle.
Yeah. By the way, how fucking morose and fucked up is it that you're going to give your 4-year-old or whatever the opportunity to shoot an animal to death? Yeah. However you feel about that, don't you think that's going to fuck them up? Am I crazy? Do you know what I mean?
The bill supported by the NRA.
God,
released a statement saying, thanks to the assembly members who helped pass this important piece of legislation to promote our hunting heritage.
Shouldn't you guys be in Mordor forging orcs and shit like that? The NRA. Who thought of this? Who's like, oh, gee, what am I going to do today? Oh, you know what? I want to make it so 2-year-olds can walk around the woods with a fucking Uzi.
And BT Dubs, Wisconsin is known God for damn. Its lax gun regulation.
No
Machine
shit.
Guns are legal in Wisconsin.
For what? You got some fucking aggressive squirrels up in this bitch.
And the state allows both open and concealed carry, albeit Yay. With a license.
So I'm a little kid. I'm walking around with my fucking gun. I can just shoot all whatever. Who gives a fuck?
But they're working on that because there's a new bill headed to the Senate
yes.
that will get rid of the licensing requirement for concealed carry, meaning no background check, no special training would be necessary.
All right. If I live in Wisconsin, this is what I want. I want to listen. I want to be shot on my own terms. Someone shoot me and I want to dictate how it's going to be. Yeah.
And one more.
What do you mean?
Icing on the cake?
Yes.
They also, the same bill will change the law prohibiting guns on school grounds to a let the school decide on its own whether it wants to allow guns on its campus or not.
Hold on a second. Okay, so let's review all the positive instances of guns at schools. You know, surely where are the success stories of guns at schools? You know, kids having guns. Why do we want this? Why am I living in bizarro world?
Well, bears. You heard from Betsy DeVos.
Oh, that's right.
You never know when a bear might wander into your social studies class.
What? You know, that one time we went shooting in L.A., we shot, I don't know, what do we shoot? Pistols, but what kind?
It was a 9mm.
Baby.
As Fisher Price a gun as I could choose.
I'm going to sound like a big liberal hippie cuck. I don't give a fuck. Getting those bullets in the clip is difficult. It's hard. How's a four-year-old load his gun and all that shit?
Well, dad probably loads it for him.
And just lets him walk.
Well, sure, yeah.
Just walk off in the woods. Go hang out. Go shoot shit. Who cares? Don't kids do other things? I mean, when I was a kid, I don't remember. I can't remember when I was back till I was four. I don't know if my mom allowed me to go off in the woods with my gun by myself shooting whatever. What are you going to shoot? I mean, what are you going to do? You're a four-year-old.
Right.
I don't know how to react to this. I'm out of my mind.
I'm trying to remember how old I was when I was allowed to go out in the woods with my BB gun.
Well, you know, you're Catholic, south side of Chicago. Two years old. Here's an Uzi.
Wisconsin woods.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever.
I didn't wander the streets of Chicago with a BB
Fuck
gun.
Me, God. I mean, what kind of gun do you get if you're a four-year-old?
One of those crickets.
Why not a real big gun?
It's a .22 rifle specifically designed for kids.
Wow. That seems fucked up.
My first gun.
Oh, my God. Our gun culture is bizarre. I mean, it's fucking fucked up, man. Who?
Yeah. I don't know. It defies all logic.
What fucking lawmaker thought this was good? You guys, you just must get so much money from the NRA. You just must get these warm fucking blowjobs. Does Wayne LaPierre come over to your house every day and suck you off? What justifies this? How do you fucking tell your constituents, oh, by the way, there's going to be a bunch of four-year-olds walking about in the woods with fucking guns. Who gives a shit?
Correct.
God, I'm going over to my friend's house today. Don't play with the guns. I mean, I know a four-year-old can walk around in the backyard with a gun. How do you parent in Wisconsin? You send your kids over to a play date. You obviously have to have the conversation. I know Eddie over there is allowed to walk around his backyard with a Uzi. I'm not comfortable with you doing that, but I don't have any control over it.
Well, it's hunting.
Okay.
But I would assume if you're on your own property, you can
do whatever. Shit, yeah. Man. It's freedom,
kid,
baby.
And your kid whatever you want.
Does Donald Trump love the shit out of this? He probably loves it.
Oh, absolutely. Freedom. They're not going to. The Second Amendment. Hillary would have repealed. He said that. Hillary would have repealed the Second Amendment. Repeal the Second Amendment.
God, I mean, damn. And now, hey, you know, the school if you want to have guns on campus, that's your call. Great. Hey, listen, we don't live in a pussy nanny state, okay?
Cuck.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Cuckville, USA. I don't want to have guns in my
Cuckistan.
No, I don't want a 4-year-old walking around with a fucking gun. I didn't know a 4-year-old could have a gun. I assume that would be illegal.
I would assume in many states it is.
Damn.
Where there's no freedom and no love of the Constitution.
Is there no gun control on the horizon? Did we not just have some lunatic shoot at people from a high rise in Nevada, whatever, killing people? Did that not just happen?
One-time crazy thing.
I hate that we have to sit here and pretend that we want everybody to vote. That all these stupid fuck nuts that are idiots, these gun nuts, these fucking morons that voted for Trump, they're just going to continue to vote and be stupid. We're fine with that. Ugh, vomit.
Oh, no. There's a Texas restaurant.
God damn.
It's taking some fire for being classless.
Yes.
Because
boo.
On the doors of their bathrooms.
Yes.
Texas.
Right.
On the men's room
boo.
Is a picture of Bruce Jenner.
No.
Completing the decathlon, putting his arms up in the air after he just crossed the finish line.
Oh, my God.
And on the women's room. Is the Vanity Fair cover of Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Says, call me Kate.
You know, the thing is, everybody is a comedian. You know that? Everybody's funny. Everybody's hilarious. Congratulations. Welcome to America. Give your kid a fucking gun. Who gives a fuck? Ugh. God, most people, their sense of humor is just shit. It's just pure fucking garbage.
Cajun restaurant.
Okay.
Doty's place.
Right.
They released a statement insisting that they were making a politically incorrect joke rather than trying to be offensive.
Incorrect joke.
I am being politically correct.
Can you help me for a second? I want to explain why it's a good thing to be politically correct, right? Does this make sense? I'll say, hey, listen, dummy, just take politically correct and substitute that with nice.
Yeah, don't be an ass fuck.
It means being nice.
Yeah.
Right. Imagine you're transitioning. You're going through some gender reassignment crap, and you go to this fucking restaurant.
I like to have children.
Can't we be nice? I mean, really. I just don't understand. I mean, don't you think the world would be nicer if you could just be nice to people that aren't exactly like you? That you might say,
there's the key.
Just have a little fucking empathy.
Yeah, they are. They're nice as fuck here in Pensacola. Every store I go into, everywhere I go, everyone is
right.
Really fucking nice. But I'm a white dude.
Yes. Hey, white, straight male dick bags.
I don't know what it would be like to walk in wearing black skin.
Okay. I'm going to help these people. If you're a white dick bag and you see someone of color and you're racist, instead of thinking negative things about them, imagine that person's a gun. And afford them the same love that you might show one of your big, shiny penis extensions.
I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Oh, God.
Doty's released a statement saying, first and foremost, our intention was not to make fun of or offend anyone. When we installed the pictures of Bruce and Caitlyn on our bathroom doors.
You fuck faces.
It was merely a lighthearted gesture to push back against the political correctness that seems to have a stranglehold on this country right now.
God, you hateful dickbags. I hope you go out of business. I hope people stop eating your shit food. I am never going to your restaurant.
We believe political correctness has done more to silence rather than encourage important discussions our society probably needs to have. There's no discussion.
There is no discussion.
Gay people are people. They're equal, deserving of every equal right that everyone else has. Black people are people.
Oh, okay.
They deserve to be treated equally and have every right as everyone else. Trans people are people.
Yes. But what about this? Many sides. Many fucking sides.
But there's not.
Yeah, there's not.
There's not.
And here's some reality for you, dickhead, whoever made that fucking statement. If I was playing trivia and choosing up teams, I would never choose you. Do you know why? Because you're probably stupid as fuck. You're probably dumb as shit. Right? Probably fucking idiots.
Listen, now they claim that they're glad that they can stoke the discussion. Based on the mind-boggling feedback.
Mind-boggling?
Both positive and negative. People are having that discussion.
You're not helping. This idiot thinks they're helping the dialogue in this country about gender equality and shit like that and tolerance.
However, name-calling and words like transphobic, deviant, racist, homophobic, bigot, etc. serve nothing but to continue to divide us instead of uniting us. See, this is it. Well, you want to be hateful, racist, bigot, deviant, transphobic, homophobic bigots, but we don't want you fucking calling us that.
They just listed off a bunch of heinous things. But I'm not supposed to go after them for being heinous.
After all, we are all part of the same race, the human race.
You're not human. You're a dickhead.
But you don't think all of the same people in all that same race should be treated the same.
Yeah. Don't they see the flaw in that? Don't they see the flaw in that? And because you're a bigot and because you're transphobic and all that shit you listed off, I'm allowed to marginalize you. I'm allowed to make fun of you.
We don't have to tolerate your intolerance. Fuck you.
Right. Right.
Surely, we can discuss this topic and many others without slapping hurtful labels on each other.
No, I'm going to slap hurtful labels all up your asshole. Fuck off.
Please know that we're here to discuss this and move forward as a community. Everyone is welcome here.
Well, I'm here to shame you, you dickhead. You've got a picture of Caitlyn Jenner and Bruce Jenner being your men's and women's restroom label. You're ignorant, you're stupid, you're turning the... You're a fucknut. That's all you are. You're a dumbass fucknut. The truth is, the world will be better when you're fertilizer. Whatever.
It's a busy Friday, everybody. Holy shit.
I'm sorry. I'm just raging for a second. Can I make one more point about these dickbags in this fucking restaurant? The only way they will ever come around, maybe, on this issue is if they had a child that, I don't know, felt like they were born the wrong sex and needed to go through some sort of, you know, transition. They needed gender reassignment surgery. Then maybe they could find it in their dumb, stupid hearts to show some empathy. And maybe take down the Caitlyn Jenner and the Bruce Jenner things on their fucking bathroom.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
And Alex, think about it like this. All those people that go into that restaurant, when they go to the bathroom, guess what? They all see that bullshit on the men's room, the Caitlyn Jenner and the Bruce Jenner. Guess what? They all come back to their table and all these little dickbag transphobic fuck faces say, oh, did you see that shit on the bathroom? It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah,
yuck. How is that furthering the dialogue?
Can we do one that says colors and one says whites? Heck yuck, yeah. yuck. I just don't want to be politically correct.
Then fuck off. Then fuck you.
It's really amazing.
Really, what do we do with these people? Nothing. You know what you do? You make fun of them. You marginalize them. I want to make you feel bad. I want to make you feel bad because you want to make other people feel bad. Right? I don't know what to do.
It's dazzling.
There's nothing to do but this face palm. Idiots.
Our president.
Oh, God damn this fucking... Fuck.
Besides taking to the Twitter with his usual bullshititudes.
Yes.
Also was on a... has said a couple things. He's been doing some really tough interviews with Laura Ingraham.
Yes.
Last night.
Right.
And some Nutfuck Radio.
Nutfuck.
Right-wing Nutfuck Radio.
Right.
And he said, let me see if I can get this.
I'm sorry. You just said Trump was interviewed by Laura Ingraham?
Laura fucking Ingraham on Fox.
God.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's just the lady that did the Nazi salute.
Sure.
Is interviewing our president.
Yeah, it was real hard hitting.
Oh, Kate, pass me that cyanide.
So, on this is Laura Ingraham's show.
Blah.
And here is Trump.
Oh God,
saying
it's embarrassing
that really nothing matters. They were saying, well, you know, there's a lot of key department, State Department roles and still haven't been filled. And,
right,
you know, we need ambassadors and shit. Yes. And people are saying everything's falling apart because nobody knows what to do.
Thanks, Trumpalos. Good job.
Trump says, doesn't matter. He is the only one that matters. His opinion is all that matters.
Your State Department still has some unfilled positions.
Your State Department still has some unfilled positions.
Reverse cowgirl.
She says.
Yes.
Your State Department still has some unfilled positions. Are you worried that the State Department doesn't have enough Donald Trump nominees in there to push your vision through? Because other State Departments, including Reagan's at times, undermined his agenda. And
now, you notice how she frames this. She's framing it as, you've got to get all that black out of there and make sure all those Obama-humping Negro lovers are not in your State Department anymore.
Aren't there racists and rapists and dickheads and sexists that needs jobs?
Instead of the real reason that we need qualified people in these places. I mean, it really doesn't matter with him. Because he doesn't put anybody remotely qualified for anything in any fucking spot.
I'm going to push back. Department of Energy.
Yeah.
Secretary of Energy.
Yeah. This Clovis guy. It would have been a national joke.
Right.
And then add on the fact that Lawrence O'Donnell was giddy.
Yes.
Because he predicted when this whole Clovis thing came out.
Right.
With the ties with the Russia. Because it turns out that he is the guy mentioned by Poopadoopoulos, as a higher ranking official in the, it was in the plea agreement.
That's that guy?
That he was working with a higher ranking official in the campaign.
Yes.
Coordinating whether he should go to Russia or not and work with Russia and all that Russia stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it turns out it was Clovis.
Oh, okay.
So Trump nominates Sam Clovis to lead the science department at the EPA.
Well, he obviously a scientist.
He's
right?
A radio host.
Wait, I want to lead the science department. Well, what about
why
me?
Not? We're both equally as qualified.
Does it matter that I got a D in biology too, and I barely fucking passed? And
maybe I'm a little more qualified because I got a B.
Oh, jeez. I just didn't want, you know what I didn't want to do?
Actually, I got a D in biology in college because I didn't go.
I'll never forget it. Oh, did you really?
That was the one class that I never went to and forgot to drop.
Oh, I get it.
As a freshman, when I was unleashed from Catholic high school and my first freshman year at University of Wisconsin, Madison.
Right.
Frequently listed in the top five party schools of places to go.
Hey, listen,
I was
artist.
A little out of control.
You're a fucking artist. I got and, a D. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, but I didn't. I hated the class. I hated the professor.
Oh, I hate it.
I didn't. I liked the
biology
subject, but the professor was boring. And I just didn't go, and I missed the drop date.
Right.
And then I went to the professor, and he's like, well, you've missed two of the main three tests. All that's left is the final. And he's like, mathematically, you have to ace the final to get a D.
And you aced
the final. I lucked
damn
out.
Damn it.
I started studying. Well, I couldn't get an F. Holy fuck.
Right. Why? Because then you'd be sent to Vietnam.
Well, I mean, it didn't matter the next semester because by then I dropped down to like six credits. And I was put on academic probation. I had a 1.9. The next semester,
oh,
I didn't
shit.
Care.
Well, yeah. So fucking.
I got better.
So fucking what?
I
You're
got
an
better.
Artist.
I cleaned up.
Fuck this. The
I
construct.
Got more responsible.
You know
when
why
I got
older. A D? You know why I got a D? I didn't, I, they.
Bad teaching.
No, they showed up with a, so everybody got a shaved cat they had to fucking dissect, man.
Mm.
Can you imagine, you know me, I.
That's really gross.
I can't handle that. I, like the cat thing, I mean, I spent the whole time like this, like, really.
You
I was,
did fetal pigs. That was about as big as up the food chain as we got.
It was horrible. I, you know.
But we did frogs and we did bugs and, you know.
Biology sucks. I deny that part of science. Fuck that. Whatever. I hate things that bleed and fuck. I don't want to learn about it.
Although, you know, one does wonder why you really need to do that.
Yeah.
You can show me in a book.
Why? Well, I would. why do I need to learn anything about that? Our Secretary of Energy is, you know, yeah, he can dance, but he thinks sexual assault is tied to fossil fuels.
Right. Righteous light. Fossil fuels. Right.
Shines its righteousness.
Why didn't they put Ben Carson in Department of Energy? Because at least Ben Carson studied science, in college.
That's irony at its
fucking doctor.
At its biggest.
Yeah.
Ben Carson?
Yeah.
And energy?
He's
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You know, not to totally derail the conversation, but he's not doing shit in HUD, right? I mean, obviously.
With bad shit, whatever he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing. That hearing when he was talking to Al Green, he didn't know shit about anything.
Right. Doesn't have enough Donald Trump nominees in there to push your vision through, because other state departments, including Reagan's at times, undermined his agenda. And there is a concern that the State Department currently is undermining our agenda.
So we don't need all the people that they want. You know, don't forget, I'm a business person, and I tell my people, well, you don't need to fill slots, don't fill them. But we have some people that I'm not happy with their
thinking process. But Assistant Secretary of State, you're not getting
right. I'm not happy with their thinking process.
What do you like least about their thinking process?
People that I'm not happy with their
thinking process. But Assistant Secretary of State, you're not getting rid of that position.
But let me tell you, the one that matters is me. I'm the only one that matters, because when it comes to it, that's what the policy is going to be. You've seen that. You've seen it strongly. We're filling up.
There you go. The only one that matters is me.
You've seen it. You've seen it strongly. Did you see it strongly? I'm seeing it strongly.
Bigly.
What does that mean? I've seen it.
I don't know.
Strongly.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. He's worse than Bush.
It's like everybody knows it.
He's worse than Bush about when it comes to talking, you know, because at least Bush could have a conversation.
Well, he knew a little stuff.
He knew a little bit of stuff.
This guy doesn't know fuck all.
Yeah, no shit.
Ask him the details about this this new tax plan he's got. I'm sure he's like, it's going to be great. It's going to help the middle class. It's going to help everybody. Right. Lots of jobs. Well, what are some of the specifics? Oh, it's going to be great. You'll see. It's tremendous.
Well, but you got to admit, he had a good handle on his healthcare reform.
Oh, sure.
He knew all about
that. Right. Wait, what do you mean it doesn't cover?
I don't know anything.
Pre-existing conditions? He almost didn't know.
What does he know? Like, in terms of being president, what do you think he knows? I'm not trying to make a joke. Tell me what do you think he knows? Let's break it down.
Give me a subject.
I'll ask you something. Do you think he knows his address?
At the White House?
I don't know.
No.
1600
Pennsylvania Avenue. I know that.
He doesn't know it.
He does not know that.
He doesn't know it. There's no fucking way.
There's no way.
Does he know his phone number? Like, if he needs to call, I mean, this is kind of a dumb thing. Why would the president ever need to call his own office, you know? Does he know the phone number to, like, does he know Mike Pence's phone number? It's probably in his cell phone, though. It's Pence or whatever.
Call Mike Pence. Call.
He doesn't know shit.
Call the Jesus guy.
Beep. Calling Mike Pence.
Oh, man.
I bet
if he got that nuclear football, he would be like, somebody walk me through this. I'm going to blow somebody the fuck up.
Watch this.
Is that what he says as his little orange, stubby little tiny, minuscule little tiny dick fingers are going down to hit the button? He's like, ooh, watch this.
Watch this.
He was on the Larry O'Connor show, Right Wing Backshittery, Cumulus Media.
I never heard of this guy, Larry O'Connor.
He said, now this is back to the Banana Republic. He's very, very sad, Ryan.
Yes.
Our president.
About?
Because our evil system
won't
let him use the Justice Department and the FBI to go after Hillary.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, you know, the saddest thing is that because I'm the president of the United States, I am not supposed to be involved with the Justice Department. I'm not supposed to be involved with the FBI. I'm not supposed to be doing the kind of things that I would love to be doing.
I would love to be firing that fucking Mueller. But they won't let me. I would love to get rid of Sessions because he lied to me, and I don't like people that lie. And he's really short.
What do you think? But isn't there a reason there's like a barrier between like him and the FBI? I mean,
well, exactly.
That sort of.
It's not the president's secret police. It's not.
I mean, he really must be so jealous of Duterte. He's like, where's my hit squad? I want to kill squad.
Right. The Justice Department isn't your revenge panel.
This motherfucker thinks that when somebody does something shitty that pisses him off, he should be able to ring up the stormtroopers and send them, you know, wherever the fuck.
Sure, arrest him. Where's the Justice
Does
Department?
He think he can call the police and have somebody fucking arrest
him? I think he does.
But he can't, right? Am I right to understand he can't call the FBI and say, hey, go arrest Hillary.
Him even doing this shit is probably making it harder on himself.
Yeah.
Because, no, he cannot do shit like
this.
Wasn't
that the whole point of the shit he ran into with Comey? Comey didn't want to have dinner with him. He didn't want to hang out because he's the director of the motherfucking FBI.
Hey, Comey's Rebecca of Sunnybrook fucking farm and sticking to ethics and shit.
Listen, in the interest of sounding fair and fucking balanced, do you think Obama was in the wrong when he asked Comey to participate in a basketball shoot around, whatever? He wanted to play basketball, and Comey said no. Was Obama?
No, I'm probably not. I don't think Obama was trying to get, you know, hey, I'm gonna let's shoot some hoops and I'm gonna give you my list of that I want the hit list.
While they're changing in the shower, they're all sitting in the steam rooms and listen, God, come here, yeah. Comey. You don't need to leave the towel.
It's a great outside jump shot you got.
Yeah, here's the people I want you to go here. After. And I imagine there's God. Who do you think Obama hated most in government when he was president? Who do you hated most? I mean, it has to be like
Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the bitch.
Yeah.
Louis Gohmert.
Maybe Boehner. But Boehner's likable on a personal level. Like, he's one of those who's an evil backstabbing slime ball. But you can sit and have a beer with him and still enjoy having a beer with him.
Did you see that recently? Boehner had all these quotes where he's like, yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Talking like a normal person.
He loves it. He's the day that he got to say goodbye to all those fucking assholes in his own party.
Right.
It was the most gleeful day of his life.
To me, the interesting list of hate people, like, I want to see who Biden hates. Long fucking list.
And here's Trump. Right. Here's the rest of it. You know the saddest thing?
The FBI.
The saddest thing. I'm the president, and I'm not supposed to get involved with the secret police, with my secret police forces.
Isn't it the saddest? It's the saddest thing that...
Yeah, he's upset. He's upset because everybody... That's the way he feels about the whole process. I'm upset because Congress doesn't do what I tell them to.
Trump, isn't the most saddest thing is that there's people, you know, that don't have any drinking water that live in this country? You know, Puerto Rico? Right.
And you're not in charge of the country. You're in charge of the executive branch of the country.
Right.
You're not in charge of the country. You're not our king. Our leader.
Why didn't his parents sit him down and say, hey, watch Schoolhouse Rock?
His dad was busy screwing black people and slumlording.
Right.
His dad was a total slumlord, and Don didn't want that. That's why he's got such a hard-on for being... rubbing elbows with rich people.
Right.
Because he didn't want some mommy issues or something. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with the guy. But he didn't want to follow daddy's footsteps in the slumlord business.
He wanted
high end. Yeah.
He wanted to be a fucking celebrity. Yeah.
I'm not supposed to be doing the kind of things that I would love to be doing. And I'm very frustrated by it. I look at what's happening with the Justice Department. Why aren't they going after Hillary Clinton with her emails and with her the dossier?
There's nothing with the dossier.
There's nothing with
the emails.
What does he do? Does he think he reads Breitbart?
Sure. Well, no, he doesn't. Bannon calls him and tells him what the headlines of Breitbart are.
Does he get a bedtime story from that old fucking blotchy Nazi dick?
I'm ready. I've got my binky. I'm ready, Steve. Tell me a good...
Stephen Miller probably comes in, tucks him in.
Tell me a good night story.
Is there nobody with tape of Donald Trump doing gay shit that we could use to just fucking piss off his base to freak him out? Is there nothing?
Emails and with her, the dossier and the kind of money. I don't know. Is it possible that they paid $12.4 million for the...
Nobody knows where he's gotten that number, by the way.
He just made it up.
No one can figure out where the number 12.4 million popped into his tiny little orange head.
They Googled the number to see if it showed up in a Breitbart article, in a Wall Street
Journal.
It
showed
up
in his head, in one of his tweets.
But that's a very specific number.
We have a specific number. They found out that they paid $186,000 for the Oppo research that ended up with what they call the dossier.
Yes. But what did he say? How many?
12.4 million.
That's close. I mean, sort of.
Is it possible that they paid $12.4 million for the dossier? And how is it, which is total phony,
it's
fake
fraud?
And how is it used?
Listen to this little butt licker. Oh, it's fraud.
Laura
it's total
Ingram
fake.
Doesn't
no,
call
no, this
him
is
out?
Larry O'Connor oh, show. Larry this O'Connor. Is radio.
Okay.
And, you know, it's very...
Laura Ingram's voice is deeper.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
this guy.
By the way, if Donald was playing The Price is Right... And the dossier came up to bid on, and the price was $186,000. And you say $12 million, well, you lose. You overbid, and you're gone. Pack up your knives. Get the fuck out. You're not winning anything.
You overpaid.
Yeah, you overbid.
Which is total phony,
it's
fake
fraud.
And how is it used?
It's a fraud.
And, you know, it's very discouraging to me. I'll be honest. I'm very unhappy with it. That the Justice Department isn't going. Now, maybe they are, but you know, as president, and I think you understand this, as a president, you are not supposed to be involved in that process.
Right.
But hopefully they are doing something.
No matter how many times I tweet, where are you, Justice Department? Go get her, Justice Department.
I mean, are you supposed to use the bully pulpit as president to try to influence other people? You're not, right? It's kind of unethical. It's shitty.
And at some point, maybe we're going to all have it out.
I don't know what that means.
We're all going to have it out.
What does that mean, we're all going to have it out?
Who is president? Stanley Kowalski from fucking Streetcar Named Desire?
Yeah. I'm going to kick that little elf-faced ass, and then we're going to have it out.
What a dysfunctional fucking presidency. Everybody sucks. What is by the way, what is the Justice Department supposed to do? You got an AG that lies his dick off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, can they do anything? God damn.
Who polices the police?
Who in their right mind would be like, ooh, let me look into the future. You know what would be great? Let's have that racist troll Jeff Sessions from Alabama in charge of the Justice Department. Who wants that?
Oh, you mean the guy that couldn't be confirmed as a judge in the Reagan administration because he was a racist?
Who wants
that, that guy?
Would you have thought when Trump started running for president, in your wildest fucking imaginings, would you have ever believed that Jeff motherfucking Sessions would be AG?
No,
nobody from Alabama gets picked to do shit because Alabama sucks.
There's a reason for that.
You suck.
Yeah.
You're electing Judge Roy fucking Moore is going to be your senator. God,
Faithless Friday, everybody. We don't have
no faith.
We don't have a lot of time left. But
take your faith, shove it up your ass.
There's a report over to the Guardian.
Ooh, fucking! I got kids walking around in the woods with fucking guns.
That more and more people, especially younger folk,
strapped
are. they're calling the process exvangelicals.
What does that mean?
More religious people are rejecting the evangelical label.
Nah, they're embarrassed.
Because of Trump.
Yeah.
Because of all the slime ball reptiles, the Robert Jefferses, the Jim fucking Bakers, the Franklin Grahams.
But
who's that asshole? Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yeah, but this is who they are, though.
What do you mean?
They're evangelicals, right? This is their.
This is a human.
What? But it. Well, I mean, I. No, this is who you are.
They got a life force.
This label, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not rejecting Jesus and all the bullshit.
I'm here.
Right.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Okay, you're right. I don't know.
They interviewed a bunch of especially younger people, and they just don't. There's a support group on Facebook called Exvangelical. Even people who said a lot of them now are saying after 26 election, they decided they needed to distance themselves from that term. they don't agree with the politics of evangelicals.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that means you're not going to vote for these dick bags, I assume. Well, then I support that. That's good.
Todd Stiles, pastor of First Family Church in Ankeny, Iowa.
Fuck you. You know, in Iowa, if you're blind, you can have a gun.
Yeah.
Yay.
Says, it does seem like people are less likely to identify themselves with that word these days. A lot of presidential candidates have claimed to be evangelical, but don't live their lives according to the Bible.
Wow. Who is he referring to?
It says there are people who identify as evangelical and then do strange things. Somehow that's projected onto everybody.
Yeah.
There was a pastor of a small church in Florida.
Yes.
Who decided he was going to burn a Koran. And then I got all these calls from government agencies and the press. I've never heard of anybody wanting to burn the Koran. This was just one guy. But this evangelical preacher in Iowa was getting the calls.
Oh, God.
So I don't know. Maybe there's a little hope in that side that as they realize that they're hemorrhaging young people and sane people.
Yeah, you're nuts.
That maybe you want to go back to the sense of community and love your neighbor kind of shit that would actually help society a little bit instead of the fuck you, hate your neighbor.
Right.
I'm not taking that cross down bullshit.
I mean, you know, the evangelicals elected a guy that wants to a kill squad. He wants to go out and crack skulls, man.
I'm really sad.
You're sad about that?
I'm really sad that the FBI won't go after people I don't like. Or people that say bad things about me. I would love to see Rosie O'Donnell dragged in cuffs.
Yeah. What do you think? Does he want to arrest all those people taking a knee during the anthem?
Oh, I would have no doubt. Sure. Sure.
Man, that's so stupid. God.
God damn, there's so much to talk about.
Fucking Trump dickbag.
So little time. We got to get to this Pat Robertson.
Yes. Oh,
This is a soon to be classic, I think, from Pat Robertson.
I heard you laughing about this shit earlier. I am dying to hear this.
Basically, this is one of the right ends. This is Ask Pat or whatever the hell it's called.
Is Terry Musin?
I'm not sure if Terry Musin will be reading the email or not, but we'll find out in a second. But you just got to strap in, ladies, gentlemen, and others, and listen to this advice.
Okay.
This is Christina, who says my 15-year-old...
It is Terry Musin, by the way.
This is Christina, who says, I don't like Negroes.
Right.
Your old son was killed January 26th.
15-year-old son was killed.
Oh, my
2017.
God.
My question for you is, why does our Father allow us to go through this pain and torment? As a mom, I do everything in my power to protect my kids from this. What is the point? I'm confused and angry. Please help me understand. I've been faithful to the Lord alone. So why?
Listen, God looks upon your faithfulness. I was reading today about Peter, and Jesus said to Peter, Peter, when you're young, you used to dress yourself and go where you want to. When you get old, others are going to dress you and take you where you don't want to go, signifying the death he was going to act as a martyr. These things happen. We live in a world of wickedness.
These things happen.
What is he
Shit
talking?
Happens. Oh, just wait.
Goodness. And God does not necessarily spare us from these things. He will teach us once we're in the difficult situation. He will help us to overcome it. But not necessarily will he spare everybody from it. You say, why does my Father allow this to happen? The loss of a child is a terrible grief. But, you know, the thing about that child at 15, maybe he was... You know, living for the Lord at 15, I don't know anything about him, but I'm assuming he was.
So here comes the bright side.
Yes, the bright side to...
Your son being killed.
Right.
So what would have happened maybe 10 years from now? Would he have started drinking? Would he have gone away from the Lord? What would have happened? So God, who sees the end from the beginning, knows what would happen to that child. And because he loves the child and loves... him. He wants to bring him to heaven forever, and he wants to spare him some of the bad things that would happen down the road.
Who knows what that kid would have happened? Maybe he would have had an acting lesson with Kevin Spacey.
maybe be sucking dick. Hey,
maybe God has spared your child.
This is how Pat Robertson makes somebody feel
better.
Feel better?
Yeah, feel God better. Damn. Hey, you know, he probably may have loved the Lord. I don't know. But just think, he could have been sucking dick in a few years. Yeah. So you don't know what's going on.
Good point, lunatic.
Under that child. And because he loves the child and loves him, he wants to bring him to heaven forever. And he wants to spare him some of the bad things that would happen down the road. I'm just speculating, but I mean.
Yes, you are. God, I'm just speculating because I have no reason why a just loving God would snuff out a 15-year-old.
Did he forget a pill to take? Did he forget a pill that he's supposed to take, Pat? I mean, did he forget?
You think Terry is supposed to make sure he takes his drugs regularly?
Damn.
Here, Pat, take this. Swallow.
You know, swallow. He's talking about, like, God will help you through situations, but he won't spare you the situation. Why? Fucking why?
Right. God obviously didn't spare this woman the pain of having to go through the death of a child.
What do I get? Yeah. Yeah.
But spared the child from, who knows, maybe he would have started drinking in 10 years.
This is a fair question. Okay, I believe in all this religious mumbo jumbo. I live my life according to whatever interpretation I have of the fucking Bible. I pray, I do everything right. What do I get out of it? What the fuck do I get out of it? If God isn't going to prevent bad things.
A harp and a cloud.
What the fuck?
And you get to touch Jesus' feet once in a while.
Hey, it better not be bullshit. It better not be fucking bullshit, or who cares? I'll be dead anyway. This is garbage.
Him some of the bad things that would happen down the road. I'm just speculating, but I mean, God's in charge of everything, and believe me, he is not some big super daddy who will spare all of us from pain. We're all going to have pain.
Come on, man. He's not some big super
daddy. He's not some big super daddy.
What the fuck? What the fuck? God is indeed a super daddy.
The super daddy?
Super daddy.
Isn't that in like Bolshitticus 69 somewhere?
Hey, listen.
And the super daddy did come down.
Wait a second. No. He is the...
Well, right.
He got our father with a capital fucking F.
Sure.
If he's not the super daddy, he's the fucking super daddy. Mike Pence hears this. He's in the fetal position crying in the corner. God's supposed to be my motherfucking super daddy.
That's every time he has sex.
Oh, yes. That's his wife. Oh, God.
I've sinned against you, Lord.
You know,
he's a flagellant. Oh, you know, he's like that dude on Boardwalk Empire.
Right, it's not, yeah. What, hey, you religious people out there, what do you get out of it? Do you ever ask yourself, what do you get out of it? And don't say heaven, don't say eternal whatever. That might not be real. Sorry. What do you get out of it today?
Right.
What do you get out of it?
God's in charge of everything. And believe me, he is not some big super daddy who will spare all of us from pain. We're all going to have pain.
What?
Through much persecution, we enter into the kingdom of God. Yeah. Through much pressure, we enter into the kingdom of God. And there's not one of us that hadn't experienced some kind of tragedy and pressure in our life. That's part of living. So don't ask, why did he let this happen? Because it happens to everybody.
See, this is it's a crime. It's an absolute crime because you're telling people, don't worry about your shitty life right now. You don't worry if everything is horrible to you.
Yeah.
You'll be cool in the afterlife. Suck it up what they're saying.
I am thinking of something I went through, took about 5 years, and supposedly in heaven, that's whatever. I get a harp, a cloud. What do I get that makes all that shit better? What do I get? Man, fuck you, Pat Robertson.
You get to be
fuck off.
Close to the Lord.
You know what? I hope you choke on your fucking bran flakes, whatever the fuck you eat. Man, fuck you. Fuck this guy. He almost, he won the Iowa primary or the fucking caucus 1 year? What's wrong with our country? What's wrong with these people?
Here's a religious nut fuck by the name of, we've talked about her before. And I think you might have put something out on the Facebook about this. There's a new Disney show.
Yeah.
Andy Mack, it's called. That
we're supposed to boycott Disney
now
or something.
Has a storyline in which one of the male characters, a kid, admits he has a crush on another boy.
No, who fucking got? By the way, Sodom and Gomorrah sounds fun, doesn't it? I mean, in that song, it sounds like fun to me.
I'd rather hang out.
Oh, with the Village People or Pat Robertson?
Right.
Fuck off. Hey,
Christians are flipping out. 1 million moms, which, by the way, they point out here, 1 million moms has 3,700 Twitter followers.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bunch of dickheads with one AOL account.
3,700.
That's it?
On Twitter.
But they're 1 million.
But there's 1 million of them.
Oh, okay.
You think they could get a few more Twitter accounts signed up?
I'm not a math expert, but geez.
They sent out a press release that said it's going to take away children's innocence, urged everyone to sign a petition against Disney.
Yes.
Right-wing nutjob Jesus waiver blogger Matt Walsh called Disney anti-Christian.
No.
Creationist Ken Ham.
Yes.
Over at Answers in Genesis and the Great.
Right.
Awesome. Real alleged size Noah's fucking ark in the middle of Kentucky.
Yes.
Said, you shouldn't trust Disney and you should go to the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter instead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Linda
I'm sorry, Pat Robertson, if there is a God and I go to heaven, the first thing I'm going to do is tell Jesus how much I fucking hate your ass and that you should burn in hell. That's what I'm going to do.
Linda Harvey wrote over at WND.
Oh, shit.
And said that she actually didn't mind them showing an openly gay character, but she wishes it had a different storyline.
Like what?
Quote, America's innocence endangered kids deserve better than normalizing sinful, high-risk behavior. Yet, there is a storyline that would be helpful.
Yes.
What if Disney told the truth of the frequent origin of same-sex attractions in youth? A heartbreaking but realistic angle could explore what happens when a boy is molested by an adult male an older boy teen and then finds himself with same-sex desires, feelings absent prior to that abuse.
Do you hear this, Kevin Spacey? Do you fucking hear this, you dickhead? Didn't. Your shit, what you said, contributes to this kind
exactly.
of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
So, basically, she's saying, well, you know, they should have, to be realistic, they should have had this kid get fucked by his uncle first.
What kind of fucking cartoon is that?
It's a live action, but
or
it's Disney.
Whatever. God, how do you fit that into a storyline? That's what you wanted to see? God, you're fucked up.
That's how it would be.
All you fucking Jesus people are fucked in the fucking
That's
head.
That's how it would
and
be
your
realistic.
Your belief in Sky God and all this shit, it's mental fucking illness.
We may have a review of Thor for you on Monday if we go over the weekend. We may go see Thor.
I can't wait to see Thor.
So if you want to know what our movie reviews are.
Yeah. Thor's better than Jesus. What do you think about that? Fuck you.
Yeah. Both had hammers.
Both are gods, right? Thor's a god.
Sure. Yeah.
Fuck you, Pat Robertson.
Equal evidence for both.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Equal fucking men. Shove that up your ass.
Thanks for joining us. We're back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Yes.
Don't forget iTunes. Don't forget Stitcher, crabdiving.com. If you're listening live right after this, a brand new, awesome, sparkling episode of K-Voice, the Voice of Resistance.
Oh, shit.
Also, we'll be on iTunes, Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we want you to have a great weekend, everybody. Back with more of this bullshit.
Yes.
On Monday.
Pat Robertson is garbage. Garbage.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.